About the author. Robert Louis Stevenson was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, on the 13th of November, 1850. He was not a strong child and was often ill. But he liked the stories about adventures and pirates which his father told him. In the late 1860s, he went to Edinburgh University. At first, he decided to study engineering because his father was an engineer. But Stevenson soon understood that he was not happy with his choice and decided to study law. It was during this time that he became very interested in literature and he began writing stories. Many of these were published in magazines. In 1876, Stevenson started travelling through Belgium and France, where he met Fanny Osborne. She was American, 11 years older than himself, and a mother of two children. They fell in love immediately, but they did not get married until 1880. After their marriage, they went to live in Scotland with her son, Lloyd. One day, Stevenson started telling Lloyd a story about pirates. This was the beginning of one of Stevenson's most famous stories, Treasure Island. This exciting adventure story about pirates and treasure became very popular with children and adults all over the world, and Stevenson became a famous writer. In 1886, he wrote his most famous novel, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This tells the story of a doctor who drinks a special potion and develops a horrible new personality. His other important novels include Kidnapped, 1886, The Black Arrow, 1888, and The Master of Ballantrae, 1889. In 1888, Stevenson was still ill, and he felt that the cold, wet, Scottish weather was not good for him. So, the family decided to travel to the South Pacific. They spent 2 years travelling and visited the islands of Hawaii, Tahiti, Samoa, and many others. The warm weather helped Stevenson a lot. So the family decided to live in Samoa. Stevenson liked Samoa and the people very much, and they liked him too. He studied the life and customs of these people and started writing numerous stories set on the islands. Some of these stories were published in a collection called Island Nights Entertainments, 1893. Stevenson died in December 1894 in his home in Samoa. He was only 44 years old. The people of Samoa buried him on top of Mount Vea.